Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, I got a very confusing email about the Motley Crue show. Ralph, who said it, I think you got dates wrong, so you're gonna have to help me on that one. Anyway, welcome. It is Bowerly on News Radio 930 WBEN. Good to have you with us, friends. Hopefully, if you're getting out of work and you actually go to the office to work, you had a good day on the job, and if you work at home, you're just listening anyway. So I have a few things I'd like to talk about. I mean, first of all, just in summary of the previous 2 hours of the program, you know, New York State, honest to God, I love being a Western New Yorker. I wish I could just carve out Western New York and move it to a better place. I truly do. But the state's a joke. I'm telling you guys, if CDC yesterday had said, to be in public, humans, you must be in a big hamster ball. Erie County and New York State, within minutes, would have had a hamster ball mandate in effect. But the CDC says, hey, you're vaccinated, you don't need the masks. Cuomo and Zucker are still thinking about it. This state sucks. And not to mention what we talked about yesterday with Corey Hogan about the so-called New York Heroes Act, which is going to make business even more difficult for you. But anyway, I want to try a couple of other things here if it's all the same to you. All right, number one, I want to talk to those of you who are servers in bars or restaurants. Are people being super annoying and impatient with you? And it's not fair because you as a server have like 20 tables you've got to take care of at the same time. And people get a little bit PE with you because you're not attending to their every whim within seconds. Because they don't understand that normally you might have 15 people working and now you've got 3 people working. If you are a server, I want you to tell us what you are experiencing from the dining and drinking public. If you own a business, have you had to shut down or curtail? Because you just don't have the people. You just don't have the personnel to make it work. I mean, I read earlier this week that 3 Ted's locations had to suspend operation. Now, that's a tragedy. 3 Ted's locations had to shut down operations, presumably not enough people to work. Whoa! I mean, you talk about interrupting the supply chain. You start getting in between me and a foot long, we're going to have a problem, my friend.
That didn't really come out the way I wanted it to come out.
And the other thing is, there is supposedly a shortage of truckers. And all over the place, I talk to a lot of people every day from a lot of different lines of work. And in fact, I was talking to somebody who is who's in the used car business, a very well-known guy in the used car business, because I was thinking about, you know, buying a little toy for the summertime. And he basically said, yeah, dude, you don't want to do that because you used cars right now are totally overpriced because it's the law of supply and demand. He's never seen used car prices at what they are right now. And my friends, I'm telling you, depending on the make and my, first of all, even the big domestic manufacturers are holding out on leases. Like, they've got vehicles in storage that they're not leasing out because they want to build demand and increase prices. That this is what I'm told. And secondly, there are some cars you just can't get. For example, and I know I'm talking like two people out there, but if you wanted a brand new 2021 Porsche 911, good luck. You will not find one. If you do find one, believe me, the dealer is going to say, bend over, I'm going to smack you, because you're going to pay a buyer's premium because there ain't that many coming over. So forget it. It's a terrible time to buy right now. It is. And it's true. Look, there are shortages of everything. Chicken wing shortages. We may have a hot dog shortage, at least getting them cooked for you at Ted's. Microchip shortages. Fuel shortages. The trucking industry, ladies and gentlemen, Jimmy Hoffa was right. When the trucks stop, America stops. And we're told that we need more truck drivers. So my other topic today, if you are a truck driver, would you recommend it as a profession? Because you're in demand. I mean, are you seeing a concomitant rise in your compensation because you have an in-demand skill? Not everybody can drive a big rig. I could not do it. I drive a smallish car because I just feel more comfortable. I would not do an Escalade. I couldn't do an Escalade. I wouldn't be able to drive it. It's too big for me. My Blazer was too big for me when I had that. You know, I mean, the Jeep Wrangler was just about right. And what I'm driving now, just about right. 803-0930, star 930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. These are my topics. I want to hear from restaurant and bar workers, restaurant and bar owners, or other business owners who can't find people to work, and servers who are frustrated because you don't have anybody you're working with anymore, and you're assigned like 15 or 50 tables to deal with on your own. And the whole truck driver thing. 803-0930, star 930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. I mean, I guess I'll say it. I mean, we went to, with friends, of course, we went to Penny Lane last night on Main Street in Clarence, and we wanted to see Mr. Jukebox, with Davey G and Vid Cudahy and Shane and Mark Valentino, Jason Drabek. He was wearing a Jimi Hendrix shirt last night. I'm pretty sure Jimi Hendrix wears a Jason Drabek t-shirt. I'm just saying. But anyway, we walked in there, right? And it looked like they literally had one server they could get to work. And there must have been 100 or more people there. This one server was absolutely magnificent. I mean, people were getting frustrated, but she kept her cool. She kept her calm. And I'm looking around, and we're all, because we're all veteran, you know, we're all veterans at going out in my crowd. And we realized this woman has no help. She's not going to have time to pee. This woman's running around like a mad woman. And yet it wasn't fast enough for some people. And I'm thinking to myself, oh my goodness, like, should I just get up off my seat and volunteer to be a server? Hi, my name is Tom, and I'm your server tonight. What can I get you? 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. So, yeah, I want to, come on, guys, load these phone lines up, because I know that you got some bitches you want to get out, and I'm here to do it. I want to hear your complaints. Truckers, I want to know if truck driving is something that you'd recommend your kid do. All right, let's get to the calls on WBEN. So Ralph has updated his email. Another victim of COVID just announced by Motley Crue on their Facebook page. The show that was supposed to happen in August 2020 and then August of this year is now pushed back to August of 2022. Joan Jett, Poison, Def Leppard, and Motley Crue. Many listeners may be interested and upset to hear this. Thank you very much. And the question is, Billy Joel, is that going to happen this year? So if it doesn't happen this year, I think I want my money back. But I canceled the Amex card because credit card companies pay me to use them. I don't pay credit card companies. All right, let's get to the calls. Here's Joe on a car phone. Joe, you're on WBEN. Welcome.
Hey, Tom. What do you want to know? I'll tell you.
What do I want to know?
Yeah, about trucking.
Oh, thank you for clarifying that.
Yeah.
Well, okay, first of all, shortage of drivers?
Yes.
All drivers?
Yes.
Local, over the road?
Yes, I'm over the road. I've been at it this time 20 years. I started in 73, and I was in the union, and I gave it a little rest because I was still in high school and all that. But now I'm at it full time, and I love it. But we can't seem to get enough workers, you know. And
well, what kind of a strain? Okay, if there's more work than there are workers, inevitably that puts a strain on the people doing the job. But you are also under various regulations which limit the number of hours you can work.
That's correct. We have computer logs now. We can't even cheat if we wanted to.
Wow. And the scales.
Yeah.
And I'm not talking about your personal weight. I'm talking about the load you're carrying.
Well, yeah. Yeah, I get DOT'd a lot. And but with my experience, I know what to look for, and I make sure everything's correct when I know I'm hitting a scale.
Okay, fair enough. Scale has become a very bad word to me as COVID has progressed. I'm sorry and quite embarrassed to say. Tell us about your typical day as a truck driver.
Well, besides getting cut off by people that don't know how to drive, it's fun for me. I love it. I'm glad I did it, and I'm glad I'm with it, and I'll retire doing it. And I'm 65 now, and I'll still do it until I'm 70.
Dude, you're 65? I thought you were a guy in your 20s or 30s. Well done. Okay, what are some of the things that suck about being a truck driver other than the four-wheelers who cut you off because they think a fully loaded rig can stop on a dime?
Well, when it's storming out and you got to hook up another set, a set of pups, that means two trailers. And then you got to go down a like Route 15 up around Blacksburg Mountain, Pennsylvania, and you got this extra weight behind you, and now you're coming downhill and it's icy, and oh my gosh, you're worried about just jackknifing and sliding right off the road.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, that's scary.
You have kids?
We're in Williamsport, Pennsylvania. That's where I'm going on Route 15.
Do you have children?
I do, grown.
Grown kids. Did you tell them that maybe truck driving is something they might want to consider?
No, my son's in the Navy. He would be the only one. He's 40 years old now. He's going to retire in the Navy. He's got his 20 years in.
All right. One of my dear friends joined the Navy, then realized he didn't like to be on ships far from land. sorry, I got a rag on him sometimes. All right. Well, this is very, very interesting. If you had it to do all over again, you'd be a trucker.
I would. I would have started and stayed with it. I wouldn't have gave it up like I did when I was 18.
How about the bread? What's that like?
Oh, it's great. Right now, last year I made about 70 grand, and I was off like 3 months. So if I was there those 3 months, I probably would have made 85 to 100 grand easy.
So at this point, given the supply and demand and the labor shortage, is it quite conceivable that you can be pulling in six figures?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I can easily make over 100 grand if I prefer. But I'm good with where I'm at.
What do you do about doctor's appointments? If you've got to be on the road all the time, what do you do about that?
I make them on Mondays when I'm off.
Gotcha.
Well, actually, I start late. I start 8 o'clock in the evening on Mondays. So all my appointments are on Mondays. You're right. That's tough.
Yeah. Well, because I think about my own life, and, you know, people think that, you know, I don't work that much. They're absolutely right. But I got to make sure that I make my appointments for like 10 o'clock in the morning. I want to thank you for calling, Joe. Thank you for what you're doing. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
All right. Good to talk to you. Drive safely. All right. I want to hear from servers at restaurants. I want you to feel free to tell us what we, the consumers, are doing wrong. Now, any server who's dealt with me over the last 10 years, you know I'm a dream. You know that I'm a good tipper. I'm a great tipper. And you know I'm cool. But not everybody is as cool as I am. So you can tell us what makes somebody uncool. I mean, you see what I tip you. You don't see the stuff that I do under the table either. Anyway, oh, God, that came out so wrong. That's not what I meant, guys. That's not what I meant. 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. Business owners, can you even stay open? Do you have enough people to work? If you need workers, call and let us know where you need them. Maybe we'll line you up with somebody who actually wants to work. And truckers, you are the nation's stars right now. Used to be police officers. It's now truck drivers. No, seriously, guys, if you are a server, and I look, I mean, there's a lot of people like I am. I appreciate what you do. And I go out enough where I know when a server is in the weeds and swamped. And I'm telling you, that poor lady at Penny Lane last night had an impossible task. Absolutely impossible. And I don't blame Penny Lane. They can't find people to work, ladies and gentlemen. Let's go to Scott. And it was really, the food was great. I don't know how the chef kept up with the orders, but he or she did. Let's go to Scott in East Aurora on WBEN. Hello.
Thank you, Tom. Thank you, Tom. Great topic today. I am actually in charge of recruiting for a regional trucking company. So I hire drivers all the time. That's my main function. And we have four offices in the Great Lakes region. We're headquartered here in Buffalo. And it has always been a challenge. There's been a shortage in truck driving for a long time. But I will say that it's definitely more challenging than ever. And we are offering guarantees. When a guy comes to work for us, he's guaranteed a minimum of $1,400 a week the day he steps in the door for 3 months while he's learning the job. Our guys make anywhere from that range and beyond. We have local drivers, too. We have the road guys and the local guys. So it really depends on what they want to do. But it's harder than it's ever been. If you open up any jobs website and type in driver, it's endless. They have the pick of where they want to go.
Okay. Now, starting out, starting salary guaranteed $72,800 a year.
Correct.
Starting. And it goes up, I presume, from there.
Yes. What we do compared to other companies is more challenging because we're in the flatbed world and it's specialized. I mean, what you're used to, most of what you see on the road, the box, you know, they call them the 18-wheelers, right, the long box trucks. That's either often what's called dry van or refrigerated. And that's more, you know, that's more standard in what you see in trucking. Those drivers usually don't make as much as what specialized carriers do, but I'll tell you, every carrier has really had to step up their game.
Now, you know, I want to talk more with you about this, Scott, because I want to talk about, I mean, you're recruiting for a trucking company. I'm going to let you give your contact information on the air, okay? But I also, if you want to do so, you may do so.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. I want to ask you what people have to do in order to be properly trained, because you would not want to put me behind the wheel of a truck. Okay. No, that would be a bad decision. Clearly, I would need training. Clearly, somebody would need training, and especially the extra certifications for carrying petroleum or aviation fuel or hazardous waste. So can you hold on?
Absolutely.
All right. Hey, maybe I can hook people up with jobs. Maybe I can hook businesses up with workers. I've got a pizzeria manager who needs help on the line. If you're a server and want to tell the dining and drinking public what we're doing wrong, vent, vent, vent. If your boss objects, just have him send me an email. You don't have to name the place you work. But I'm trying to help here. I'm trying to help your life, trying to make it easier, because I don't like it when people act like idiots, all right? If you are a trucker, you are a superstar right now, very much in demand. And if you need workers, let me know what kind of workers you need, because every single business owner I know, and I know a lot, they don't have the staff. And what you tell people every day is, please be patient with us. Mrs. Nerd runs a manufacturing, a factory, and they have been telling people, please be patient. We can only do what we can do with the staff we're able to have. It's nuts. 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. Oh, she's a smart girl. I mean, she's got her master's degree in education, but she ducked out of that career when she realized that she was the only conservative. The playing of this song in no way endorses violence on Saturday night or any night of the week. Thank you. It is 437 at News Radio 930 WBEN. It is Bowerly. Welcome to the show. Hey, if you're just joining us, I've got a few things on the table. And, you know, I did, you know, the first 2 hours I did, President Biden says either get vaccinated or wear a mask. What will you do? And heard you out on that. But I want to do something a little bit different here. I want to hear from servers in bars or restaurants. Of course, you guys are all probably working because you're doing 12-hour days, right? What can we do to help, and what do we do that infuriates you? And I want to commend, and I mean commend, the server. She was a taller blonde lady with glasses at Penny Lane last night who had the impossible task of having, I would say, 100 people to take care of at the same time. Eventually, they sent somebody else out, but I don't think I've ever seen a server so busy and yet so together. I mean, every order was absolutely right, and the food was delicious. And we took very good care of her, very good care of her, because we know as consumers, regular consumers of the local bar and restaurant industry, we know when somebody is faced with impossible odds. And we took real good care of her, you know? I mean, we all did at the table. And I'm pretty sure she'd be happy if we came back. But anyway, there's that. If you are in a business and you need workers, tell us how bad it is. I don't know of a single business that doesn't need workers. There's one business, lady came in, and she was really good. And the owners of the business said, do you know anybody, who wants to work? And she brought in her nephew to work. And he's been great, absolutely outstanding, tremendous work ethic, and he's a young man. Also, truckers, you guys are in demand. What's it like being a trucker? You could be a papa trucker, or you could be a, well, let's go to the, let's go back to Scott in East Aurora. Now, Scott is a recruiter locally for a trucking company, and right now, ladies and gentlemen, you come in the door, and you make $1,400 a week, guaranteed for 3 weeks. That comes out to over $72,000 a year, okay? And that ain't chump change. There are people who've spent 40 years in this business who don't make half that. I kid you not. They should have gotten out a long time ago, by the way, but that's just me. Anyway, let's go back to Scott in East Aurora. Scott, do you guys train, or do you simply accept people who already have gone through the training and certification process?
Well, they have to have the certification, and the guarantee is 3 months, actually.
Oh, 3 months. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no problem. So what we do, because of what we do, our insurance carrier won't let us hire anybody with less than a year of verifiable tractor-trailer experience. But there are companies out there that will hire a driver. You know, they'll either help you get your CDL or hire a driver right out of school. The key of it is, if you want to get into truck driving, most of the companies that will hire you are companies that are long-haul carriers. It's general commodities, basic kind of trucking, but they're going all 48 states. So when I talk to guys, call me a lot who are just getting into the industry, and I strongly advise them. I said, listen, if you want to get into this, you got to understand that for at least your first year, you're on the road. You know, if you're not going to be home every weekend, you're probably going to be home every 2-3 weeks, maybe every month. You're going to be out. That's what happens. But unless you got a connection and you get lucky and you can get a local job or somebody, you know, somebody who's willing to give you a shot. But most companies, right out of the gate with your CDL, no experience, you're going to be gone for a while. So you just got to understand that coming in.
I can't imagine the divorce rate.
Yeah, I mean, I think it ends some marriages and it saves some marriages.
Yeah, well, the money sounds really good. So, all right, what do people do? You'll forgive my ignorance, but when I don't know something, I'll ask stupid questions. What does somebody have to do in order to qualify to be a truck driver? Your company, it's only 1 year of experience or more, but how do people even get started in it?
Well, you got to get your CDL. I know NTTS is a local tractor trailer school here. There's some others as well. There are some of the bigger companies that have their own schools, where what they do is they hire you on and you sign a contract with them. Basically, okay, we'll train you we'll pay for your CDL, but you owe us X amount of experience. And if you leave before you give us that experience, we send you the bill. I don't know how many guys actually pay the bill, but you know that's what they do. So, and So there's that route, or there's going to a local school like NCTS. And I think there's some other options that I'm not quite aware of, but that's the one I know the most. But, you know, that's, you just got to understand that if you're going to go into that life, you know, CDL is a great thing to have. And, you know, truck drivers, you know, for many years have gotten a bad rap in this country, but, you know, they keep the country moving.
Not here. They've never gotten a bad rap here. I'll tell you that much. Okay. So how long does it take for, let's say I walk in the door at NTTS and I want to be a truck driver. How long from start to finish of the education?
It's 1 to 2 months, maybe 6 to 8 weeks. It's not a major commitment, but it's, you know, you got to put the time in, you got to learn how to drive, you got to learn how to, you know, you got to learn how to shift. I mean, you know, there are more and more trucks that are automatic, but you know, there's still a lot of trucks out there that are 10 speed, 13 speed, 18 speed. You got to learn how to do that. That's part of what they teach you. And, you know, you're driving it. It's a, you know, learning how to back it up. You see how big they are. You know, your average box trailer is 53 foot long.
Yep.
And guys have to back those things up. So it's not for everybody.
Yeah.
And it's really more, it's a noble profession as I see it, but it's not for everybody. You know, you got to be very patient. You're on the road all the time, and a lot of these guys are doing overnight.
Man. All right. I don't know. So you guys, because of insurance, and I don't know how common this is in the business, you can only hire people with a year or more of experience. And do you want to give the name of your company?
Yeah, absolutely. I appreciate that. It's FICEL, F as in Frank, I-C-E-L, FICEL Transport. And it's FICEL.com is our site. We have offices. We're headquartered here, started here in 1981. We have an office in Michigan. We have an office in Indiana. And we have an office in Southern Ontario.
Well, good luck. I appreciate your time. And, you know, in recognition of that, if you'd let me know when a really good load is coming in so we can hijack it and then sell the stuff on the black market, I'm all for that.
All right.
I watch Goodfellas. All right.
Thank you.
I'm kidding. Thanks. I appreciate your call very much. All right. That's FICEL. I want to hear from you truckers. Seriously. You truckers. By the way, here's a note of trivia for you. How many of you have seen Goodfellas? Okay. Do you know that the guy, first of all, the guy, Gentleman Jimmy, so to speak, he died at Roswell. You do know that, right? He was also thought to be the first billionaire criminal in America. How much of that is hype? How much is real? I don't know. He was Jimmy Conway in the movie, Jimmy Burke in real life. Let's go to the calls on WBEN. Looking for workers, Jim in Buffalo, Mr. Pizza Man. Hello, Jim. You're on WBEN.
Hey, Mr. Bowerly. How you doing?
I'm well, thanks. How can we help?
Oh, so I just want to make a couple comments. So, I mean, at my personal place that I work at, we aren't having, I don't think, as many of the staffing issues as other people. I have been hearing about it constantly. I actually went to school up in Brockport. I know a lot of people who are still in the town, and they're having a major issue. But yet again, that's like a town of 2,000, so I'm not surprised they're having an issue. They've got a much smaller pool to draw from. But actually, I did want to make a comment on the Tet's hot dog thing. I thought that was kind of funny because I don't remember how many years ago, and I mean, these numbers could be way out of date, too. I don't know if they've changed everything, but I think it was about 2015, I saw that they were looking for store managers, which is, you know, what I do for the pizzeria, but their store manager was essentially a general manager of that branch. They were only paying them $37,000 to work a 50-hour shift and be a general manager of a store. I wouldn't be surprised if they have not raised their wages a little bit, but that may be why they're having problems filling.
Interesting. Of course, I don't know. I don't know. But all I can say is in Buffalo, New York, when I read online that Ted's is temporarily suspending operations at three locations, stuff just got real.
Oh, it got really real. And I believe me, we've had issues at the pizzeria where we have the bodies in the store, but it's hard to find covers if, you know, someone were to get sick or, you know, somebody's going out of town or something like that. We've been having issues finding the covers, but we actually have the staffing. But it's definitely a struggle. I can tell you, you know, I'm just under 30, and a lot of my friends, and I don't know a lot of them that are staying home taking unemployment. I knew of a few, but they were also people that were their jobs were taken out. You know, they haven't been coming back until now. So, I think it's just a tough situation. Obviously, we haven't dealt with something like this before. So, you know, we're kind of in new waters. And I know.
But let's be honest. Even before COVID, I know a ton of business owners. Even before COVID, they would say, we can't find people who want to work.
Yeah, yeah. I think it's only exacerbated the issue of COVID, and I don't know whether it's fear, but, I'm seeing the people come in looking for jobs. You know, we've just hired 3-4 people on this last 2 weeks, and we're training them. And they're working out great, but you know they're the youngins. You know they're some of my friends. They're some of the friends of my current employees who are all 17, 18, getting into the job pool for the first time. So,
wow.
I think that's where you're seeing a lot of the problems in the staffing is those early jobs.
And have you had to increase wages in order to attract workers?
We haven't had to increase wages to attract workers, but I will say that we were already very competitive. So, not for nothing, the comment I made about the TEDs, I mean, if they're still trying to pay somebody around there to do a general manager position, like, I'm not even a general manager at the pizzeria I'm at, and I'm making more than that. So, I guess it depends. It depends on what your profitability is and what you're willing to pay people, but... You know, the market will decide that. If you can't be profitable at where people want to work, you might want to try to find a different model.
Business is dynamic. It's always changing. And, you know, there are price points for people. And obviously there are wage points that people have to be at or they're not happy and they're not going to work.
Very true. And that's the thing is you can't be offering these people, say $13, $14 an hour when they can go and get an entry-level job at Aldi for $15 and get benefits.
Understood. Understood. I'm glad, Jim, I'm glad you called. Much success to your pizzeria. Appreciate hearing from you.
Thank you, Mr. Bowerly. You're awesome as always.
Well, Mr. Bowerly, no, but I will accept your highness or your royal majesty or my dread liege.
What about Grand Poobah?
No, that was more of a Rush Limbaugh thing. Okay. My dread liege would be nice. thank you very much. I appreciate it. Have I mentioned that every night I go to sleep watching The Hollow Crown, the series of Shakespeare plays starting with Richard II and ending with Richard III? Oh, did I mention that it cost less for that entire series than it did for one Warren Beatty movie? What's wrong with that equation? All right, if you are a server, tell us about your life right now. Tell us about how impatient people are and how they blame you for things taking forever. If you need workers, what kind of work are you offering? What kind of pay are you offering? And even before COVID, every business owner, we can't find people who want to work. And if you're a truck driver, see, I've got a thing for truck drivers, and don't take it that way. Has nothing to do with how I put myself through college. But I got a thing for truck drivers because you are the supply chain of America. Without truck drivers, America does not work. It simply does not work. And as much as we don't like being stuck behind them in traffic, you got to respect what they do. And I'm hearing all sorts of businesses talking about shortages. Any business I could name, shortage, 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 shortage. All right? Let's go to some more calls on WBEN. This is Phil in Lovejoy. Phil, you're on WBEN.
Hey, Tom. Thanks for taking my call. So I've been on unemployment for going on almost a year and a half now. A job was lost to COVID, working at the working construction at the county hospital, doing some specialty construction stuff. That's my business, moving ligature risks in the psychiatric ward. And we went on our regular winter layoff. Didn't come back in February because of COVID. I make $65 an hour. My wife makes $60 an hour. We go from almost a $4,000 a week income to $500 on unemployment plus the thank God for the extra $300.
So your skill set, you describe yourself as what?
Well, I'm a certified master locksmith, and I viewed by a lot of people as the best door guy in Buffalo. So when it comes to retrofitting $2,000 ligature-resistant locks on 1980 steel doors, I'm the guy.
That sounds like a very narrow market. I mean, I presume that you have talked to contractors about employment.
You know, I've run the gamut. You know, I mean, I was the site superintendent at that job for the psychiatric emergency room renovation. I never did that before. They let me do something they never let anybody do at ECMC, run four jobs at a time.
Well, so, I do know a guy who, and again, I always tell people there's always a market for craftsmen. I recently redid my 1927 front door because it's a solid door for the new doors. They want like $7,000. I laughed. But, you know, this guy put so many hours into doing my door, and he's got it looking brand new, even though it's almost 100 years old. I know I think he's got a lock guy, but, geez, I don't know. Drop me an email. I'll send you his name. Maybe it'll help. But I mean, in your position, I'm thinking I'd be contacting contractors. I'd be contacting facilities.
Yeah, you know, I've run the gamut. You know, I've tried to use my master's locksmith degree, and there's less than 4,000 people on the planet that have that certification. There's a lot of guys that do the work, but nobody takes the time to get the accreditation like I did.
Yeah, but like as you well know, I mean, being a consumer, I would imagine that being a consumer locksmith opens up a lot more possibilities, and you've got that skill set, correct?
Yeah, well, I had that business. My business used to be on Main Street, right near Amherst Street, and I went out of that business, went into the commercial door business, and then got taken advantage of by local construction companies that got me for a bunch of money. I'm not bitter. I moved on.
Oh, I'd be pissed.
You know, I just try to do my own thing now.
Well, Phil, we may stay listening. We might have some suggestions from people who call in the next hour. I can't guarantee that, but it might happen. But my advice to you, seriously, be creative.
Oh, I am.
Okay.
That's how I feed my children.
All right. I appreciate it, and good luck to you and your wife. I wish you the best.
Thanks.
I mean, that skill set, I mean, I would think that wouldn't be a problem, finding a good gig. Now, $65 an hour, I don't know. I mean, I think it's worth it because that's a very rare skill to have.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.